Thanks to this season's presenting sponsor, Driscoll's. Only the finest berries.
Hello, young chefs, and welcome to Mystery Recipe!
I'm Molly Birnbaum, editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids.
And I'm Mitzi, oven mitt, Molly's right-hand gal, and intrepid co-host of the show.
Intrepid?
Yep. It's the word of the day, Molly. One of them, at least. Every week on Mystery Recipe, we'll be talking about the fun, fantastical, and fascinating sides of a different kitchen ingredient.
And at the end of the season, we'll use all the ingredients to cook a mystery recipe together.
It's week 6. So far, we have talked about pepper, mayonnaise, sriracha, lettuce, and tortilla chips. So, any guesses what our mystery recipe this season will be? It's a tough one this season, at least it was for me. A real formidable challenge.
Today we have a great episode lined up for you. Sulaf is back to guess our theme for this week in Guess the Ingredient. Then Champ is here with a two-part interview in The Scoop.
Molly, it's about time for the requisite musical intro for the show, is it not?
It is, Mitzi. To the theme song.
Looks good.
I bet it tastes good.
Ooh.
Okay. Good enough.
Mystery recipe.
So, word of the day, huh?
That's right. Susie got me this very nifty word of the day calendar. Every day has a different word and definition.
Very cool. What's today's word?
That's the thing. I'm not quite sure yet. The calendar started on January 1st, and it's way past January 1st.
Well, you could just skip ahead.
I could, but Susie and I thought it would be a fun challenge for me to try and use each word of the day in a sentence before moving on to the next one. It is a consternating task. Oh, nice. That was January 31st.
How many words do you have left?
Well, I'm in February now, so a lot. But I'm going to luxuriate in this task. I'm in no rush. Got another one? Wahoo!
All right. Well, before you throw too many new words at our listeners, how about you start explaining what they mean as well?
That's a good idea. To luxuriate is to enjoy yourself without any worry. To indulge or to really enjoy something.
Well, I am going to luxuriate in our first segment. It's time for Guess the Ingredient. In this segment, I'll play some sounds, and then you at home get to try and guess what ingredient will be our theme for this week. Here we go. Any guesses what ingredient these sounds all have in common? I'll let you think it over while I call up our official ingredient guesser, Sulaf. Sulaf is 13 years old, lives in Greenpoint, New York, and is our official ingredient guesser this season.
What's up, Molly?
Hey, Sulaf. How are you?
I'm really good, actually. How about you?
Very good as well. Very excited for this segment. So, let's get started. I'm going to play you the first sound, so listen closely and we'll talk about it after it's done.
It kind of sounds like someone peeling something and also kind of like someone's like shaking a bag of flour, but also cutting something. It could be 5 different things.
You have excellent ears. It is not any of the things that you said, but we will keep on moving and we will come back because this is a super hard one. All right, let's listen to the next sound.
All right, that to me sounds like someone chopping like a leafy green or something like scallions, like chopping scallions, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, that's definitely the sound of chopping. That one was much easier than the first one. And I love that you described it as both leafy green and a little bit solid like scallions. Excellent work. Should we move on to the next one, our last sound here?
Let's do it. That to me sounds like someone sizzling something.
Like in a pan?
Yes, yes.
Yes, 100% right. Good job. That was something being fried or cooked in a skillet. So based on all those sounds, do you have any guess what ingredient we'll be talking about today?
Can I have a hint? I don't know.
You definitely can. This is really tough one in terms of sounds. And so I think this week the clues are going to be really important for our listeners and for you. So in case you haven't gotten it at home yet either, listeners, I have a few hints for you. This ingredient is a vegetable that is part of the allium family, and so it is related to leeks, onions, shallots, and chives. It's known for being two different colors, which you use in two different ways. And this ingredient is very popular to grow and regrow, which is a big hint in home gardens. Does that help you at all, Sulaf?
I know what this is. This is scallions, right?
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, amazing job. Welcome to Scallions Week. Scallions are a variety of onion that have a white base and a long green stalk that almost looks like a hollow blade of grass or a straw. These vegetables have a very mild taste, which means lots of people eat them raw or cooked. Scallions are very popular in both Asian and Latin American dishes, and their green stalks can be cut and used as a tasty garnish and pop of color in a dish. We'll learn more about that coming up, though. For now, Sulaf, let's talk more about those sounds. Are they making any more sense to you now?
The first one, I'm still not sure exactly what it is. The second one is definitely chopping, which makes sense, and it sounds like chopping scallions, just the way the knife, like, moves through what I assume is a big, like, stack of scallions that you all kind of cut together. And the last one, the, like, sizzling one, definitely makes sense because I've done that before with scallions. I'll just pop them in a pan with a bit of butter and move them around until they're brown and crispy. It's really good. So, yeah, those definitely make more sense, but I do not know about the first one. It could be a billion different things.
Good job. So that first sound was someone digging in their garden. The second sound was someone chopping scallions. You normally chop them pretty thin and separate the white from the greens. And that third sound was someone frying the scallions. You would normally just fry the whites, by the way. Nice work on this week, Sulaf. Thank you for your help. We'll talk to you again next week.
I loved being here as always, so bye. See you next week.
Bye.
Polly! Sulaf was exemplary this week, wasn't she? That means she was, like, the perfect example of how to play the game that way.
She really was, Mitzi.
I don't mean to take part in any scuttlebutt, Molly, but I think Sulaf is getting smarter every week.
You don't mean to take part in what?
Scuttlebutt. It's another word for gossip or rumors. Isn't it great?
Love it.
I was busy scuttlebutting out in the hall during that last segment, but I am really cruising through this calendar. This whole ordeal sure feels exhilarating. Boom! And that's February. Woohoo!
Nicely done, Mitzi. Exhilarating, listeners, is another word for exciting. Though I bet a lot of listeners can use their context clues to guess the meanings of a lot of Mitzi's words of the day.
Context clues? That's not... Nope, that's not on my calendar. What does that mean, Molly?
Just means using the words around a new word to guess its meaning. Like exhilarating, for example. We might not have known what that word meant, but based on how Mitzi used it in a sentence and how she sounded when she said it, you may have been able to guess.
Ah! So cool! So, my game of trying to get through all these words of the day can make a different game of trying to guess these words' meaning for our listeners.
That's right.
I'm cavilling over this double lesson right now, Molly. You really know how to make the most of a situation.
To cavil means to be very, very proud.
Yep. And now we must adjourn for just a moment.
because it's time for a quick word from our sponsors. Grown-ups, these ads are for you. Hey, grown-ups. If there's one thing every kid loves, it's snacks. And with Kroger's grocery pickup service, it's easy to keep your pantry stocked with the snacks your kids love. Like Kroger's original Chipmate cookies. My daughter Olive is a big fan.
So these are the original mini Chipmates from Kroger. What does it taste like? Does it have...
What does it have? Yeah. Chocolate.
Chocolate. Is it so yummy?
With Kroger's pickup service, you can just shop online for groceries and pick them up at a store near you. To learn more, visit Kroger.com. Happy snacking.
Mmm. Should we do cheers? Cheers.
Here. Cheers, Daddy.
Cheers.
Hey, Molly.
Hey, Chad.
I am super excited to talk about all the things we have coming up from America's Test Kitchen Kids, like our Young Chefs Club subscription box.
Every month, kids can receive a themed box filled with kid-tested recipes, hands-on activities and experiments, and other creative items by subscribing to our Young Chefs Club.
Coming up in July, we have a very cool food art box with beautiful and delicious recipes that all young chefs can make look like art in a museum.
What else are you excited about?
Well, there is, of course, our new YouTube channel. ATK Kids has launched its own YouTube channel that has all types of funny and inspiring video content for young chefs to enjoy. And there are so many other great things. There's just too much to talk about in one short ad.
You're right. And grownups can head to atkkids.com to learn more about everything we just mentioned, and then some. That's atkkids.com. And we're back.
And I'm just starting to realize how many days are in a year, Molly.
Yeah, sort of a lot.
I was so callow.
Callow means young or unsophisticated.
I feel like now that I've started this thing, I sort of have to see it through to the end. But, like, maybe this will become my magnum opus.
A magnum opus is an artist's greatest work.
All right. That's February. And I am tired.
Well, maybe you should take a rest during our next segment. It's time for The Scoop. Today, Champ is here talking to a very fancy guy whose mission is to help save the environment. Is that right, Champ?
That's correct. How's it going, Molly? Hey, Mitzi.
Champ, you are one of my favorite colleagues. Just wanted you to know that.
Well, thanks, Mitzi.
A colleague is someone you work with, or a fellow student.
You are one of my favorite colleagues, too.
Well, enough with the rigmarole.
That means confused or meaningless talk.
Let's get on with the interview. Sorry, Champ, that was rude of me. I was just trying to get the word rigmarole in here.
I have no idea what's going on, so don't worry, Mitzi.
Great!
Well, Molly, today I'm actually at my own house. I'm in Mom's herb garden on our back patio, and I'm here to talk with Haru.
Hello! Hi there.
How are you today, Haru?
Oh, I am marvelous. Thank you. Just swell. Super. I am super.
Haru, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Please. I would love to. Hello, dear listening ones. I am Haru. I am a scallion. I am a single stalk, and I am so happy to be here today.
Haru, do you want to describe what you look like for any listeners who might not be familiar with scallions?
Oh, I would love to. I am about 8 inches tall. I have roots growing out of my base that keep me planted in the soil, which is nice. I feel very grounded. And the bottom third of me is white. Around one third of the way up, my stalk starts to fade into a deep green, and the rest of me is green. The fade is my favorite part to look at. I think it's quite pretty.
I think so, too.
Thank you. It's very gradual. You almost don't even realize it's happening until I've sort of changed.
And can you tell me a bit about scallions? How are you used in cooking, mostly?
Well, scallions, I think, are quite wonderful because we've got all sorts of uses, really. The green part and the white part of a scallion, as you've heard before, I'm sure, both get used, but in different ways.
Should we start with the white part?
Yes, wonderful. Let's. The base. The white part of the scallion, I mean. That you can treat very much like an onion. It's just as good, in my opinion, if not better. But it's great to chop up and sauté. Cook it in a skillet a bit, add it to some rice or mashed potatoes or anything else you want. It's great, too, if you are just cooking for one or two people.
What do you mean?
Well, onions are big. Sometimes I might just be making dinner for myself or for one other person, and I don't want to chop up and dice a whole onion just to use a small part of it. Scallions like me are just the right size, in my opinion.
Great, so you would cook the white part much like you would cook an onion. What about the green part?
My green sections are great to put uncooked into a dish. You can slice them up really thin and sprinkle them on top of a taco or some pad thai, maybe. They've got a nice, mild, oniony flavor, but still have some grassy, earthy notes that are really special, which is quite different from an onion, no?
You're right. And can you tell me a little bit about where we are?
Well, I would love to. I think you know this place about as well as I do, as it's your backyard. But we are in your mother's herb garden, which is a great example of one way to help avoid waste. It might not seem so, but think of it this way. If your mom did not have an herb garden, then whenever she wanted scallions, like me, or basil or rosemary, she might need to get in her car and go to the store. That drive over to the store uses gas, which isn't great for the environment.
And herbs aren't grown at the grocery store either.
Good point, champ. What do you mean by that?
Well, they're grown on a farm, and people need to pick them, and then put them in some kind of packaging, maybe, and drive them to the store for my mom to buy. And all of those steps generate waste, too.
That's right. Which is why, if you live in an area where it's possible to keep a garden, it can have a really positive effect on the environment.
I love that. Last thing I wanted to ask you about today, Haru, was your name. It's really cool. What does it mean?
Well, thank you for calling my name cool, champ. My name is Japanese, and it means spring.
Amazing! I didn't know you were Japanese.
Well, as much as a plant can be, at least. My seeds came from a plant whose seeds came from a plant whose seeds came from a plant that was grown in Tokyo.
I love that. Earlier this season, we spoke with someone named Klom Klom from Thailand. Did you know that Klom means well-rounded flavor in Thai?
I didn't know that.
Gotcha. I just thought you might, since Japan and Thailand are both in Asia.
Japan and Thailand aren't actually anywhere near each other, champ.
Oh, really? I didn't realize.
That's okay. But yeah, Japan and Thailand are about 4,312 kilometers, or 2,679 miles, apart. Asia is the largest continent on Earth and covers 30% of the Earth's landmass. Just because two places, or even two people, might both be Asian, it doesn't mean they necessarily have anything in common.
Huh. I guess that makes sense. I know there are a lot of countries in Asia. Japan, Thailand, China.
Turkey, Afghanistan, India.
Really?
Really? There are 48 countries in Asia in all. Too many to list here, but understanding how big Asia really is can help us understand how different or varied Asian culture and people or foods can be.
That's amazing, Haru. Well, that's our scoop for today. Scallions are green and white. You cook the white third like an onion, and you can eat the green sections raw. And Asia is made up of 48 very different countries.
Also, scallions are better than onions.
Hey, they said that, not me.
It's true, though.
Back to you, Molly.
Thanks, champ. And thanks for that lesson in avoiding waste, Haru.
Molly, this word journey is becoming anfractuous.
Twisty, turny, maybe a little painful.
I might have to succumb...
Give in.
...to the idea that this challenge was not serendipitous.
Something positive that happened by chance or accident.
You know all these words, Molly?
I'm just reading the definitions off your calendar, Mitzi.
Oh, well, okay. Can we do a lightning round real quick?
All right.
Okay, let's get through March, folks. Bumbleshoot is an umbrella, and to peruse means to look over something. A gadfly is annoying, and a nimrod is a mean name for someone. Defenestration means to throw something out a window. To tassel is to mess up someone's hair. A shibboleth is widely known to be true, and to dally is to waste someone's time.
That was impressive.
Rictus is a bird's mouth. Copious is to have a lot of something. Chouse means cheat. Affluent means rich. To glean is to learn, and a flotilla is a fleet of ships. It is not a floating tortilla.
Good to know, Mitzi.
A gadabout is a social butterfly. Esoteric means hard to understand. Nonplus means to cause someone to be at a loss for words. A toady is someone who gives a lot of compliments. Feckless means weak and unprecedented.
Unprecedented is a word of the day? More like word of the year.
Unprecedented means nothing like it has ever happened before. Okay. Good enough. I am going to be done now.
That lightning round was unprecedented.
And now I am feckless.
Well, I think all that's left is to finish out today's episode. But before we go, let's hear from a young chef just like you about what they are cooking up at home.
Hi, I'm Rosie, and I'm 10 years old. I make dinner for my family every Sunday night. I most recently made apple spice waffles. They were so good. Bye!
If you want to have your submission featured on the show, you can. Grown-ups, have your young chefs leave us a voicemail by calling 1-833-KIDS-ATK today. That's 1-833-543-7285. Just tell us your name, how old you are, and what you are cooking up at home, and we'll use as many of them as we can. Well, we're about out of time. We'll be back with some more two-colored content next time. And remember, at the end of the season, we'll be using all of our ingredients in a very special mystery recipe to cook together. Can you guess what it is? Our ingredients so far are pepper, mayonnaise, sriracha, lettuce, tortilla chips, and scallions.
If you love Mystery Recipe, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And if you like this episode, share it with a friend, if you're a gadabout.
Or you could leave us a review. Give us some stars and tell us what you think about the show. We love hearing from you.
Or listen to us and do absolutely nothing. You earned that. I mean, I just read off a bunch of big words at you really fast. That was a lot to take in. Enjoy a small break. Until next time, keep on cooking.
Mystery Recipe is hosted by me, Molly Birnbaum, and I am a Sour Patch Kid. Chad Chennai is our writer and producer. He's a peanut butter cup. Our executive producer is Caitlin Kelleher. She's a lemon meringue pie. Andrea Vovjin is a Biscoff cookie, and Katie O'Hara is a chocolate brownie cookie, and they are both contributing writers on our show. Scoring, sound design, and mixing by Anya Jeshik, Strawberry Shortcake, and Matt Boynton, an orange creamsicle, of Ultraviolet Audio. Jonathan Roberts composed our theme music and is a key lime pie. Our director of post-production is Jen Margolis. She's a cannoli. Our line producer is Diane Knox, who is a chocolate lava cake. Jack Bishop is the chief creative officer of America's Test Kitchen. He's a lattice top peach pie. David Nussbaum is our CEO, and he's chocolate avocado pudding. Special thanks to our senior science editor, Paul Adams, executive editor, Kristen Sargianis, executive food editor, Susanna McFerrin, associate art director, Gabby Hominoff, senior editor, Afton Cyrus, associate editors, Katie O'Hara and Tess Berger, test cooks, Andrea Vovjin and Cassandra Laughlin, and assistant test cook, Kristen Bango. This episode featured the voices of Kira O'Sullivan, Neo Sihi, in Champ Hollands. Thanks again to our sponsors, Kroger and Driscoll's. Mystery Recipe is a production of America's Test Kitchen Kits. How far off are you anyways, Mitzi?
I don't know. It looks like the next date is December 4th. Oh no, I went way too far. Let's put them back. Do you remember what order I was saying things in, Molly? Was it Chaus, Rictus, Toady, or did Rictus come after Toady? Yeah, this is a mess.
I am nonplussed.
No, it was esoteric and then nonplussed. That much I know, or at least I think I know. I don't know.
Hi, grown-ups. I wanted to tell you a little bit about our newsletter. If you love the fun food content we share on Mystery Recipe, then sign up today for our ATK Kids newsletter to receive even more recipes, activities, and stories from me straight to your inbox. As a mom of two, I always try to include things that are important to my family, and it's a great way to hear about all the new things we are cooking up at ATK. Plus, every new email added will be entered for a chance to win 3 free ATK Kids books for toddlers through teens. We'll draw 10 winners every month while the promotion lasts, and we have some great books available all the time. Head to atkkids.com/newsletter to sign up today for your chance to win.